And welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we're going to be tackling one of Emmett's favorite topics. Emmett loves reading about world records. You a big world records buff?
Mm-hmm.
He's got books. He likes looking up the videos of world records. What about world records, like, intrigues you?
Just the fact that, I don't know. It's like, world records are just cool and all. That's what I like about them.
Like the fact that, like, no one else has done it?
Yes.
You're the only one to do it?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that concept's pretty cool. Well, for those of you that are joining us for the first time or coming back for the 121st time, our podcast is 15 questions of trivia in 3 rounds of 5 questions each, and each round gets tougher as we go. So this first round is the easiest questions. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question number one. What is the tallest living land animal in the world?
The giraffe.
The giraffe is correct. Giraffe's neck alone can be over 6 feet tall, but surprisingly, they have the exact same neck membrane as humans do.
Hmm.
So, like, they actually are vertebrae, not membrane, vertebrae. We have 7 vertebrae. And so it's kind of crazy that they have the same number, but yet their neck is 6 feet long.
Yeah. I made a minute and 30 podcast on Canva for an assignment this year in school about a giraffe.
About giraffes.
A day in the life of a giraffe. His name was Sparky. And he had a Bronx accent.
Oh, nice. That's good. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did.
That's cool. Giraffes are cool. Question two. What is the largest continent on Earth by both total land area and population?
Asia.
Asia is correct. So this covers about 30% of the Earth's total land area, and it's home to roughly 60% of the world's population.
So that is, I have no idea. That's 5 billion people.
That is 5 billion people?
Yeah.
That is a lot of people.
Because 50% is 4 billion, and there's 8 billion people on this world.
Sure. Yeah, that's probably about right. That's crazy. Question three. What is the record for the largest ocean on Earth?
The Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean is correct. It is so vast that when it covers more area than all of the Earth's land masses combined. So if you put all of the land together on Earth, the Pacific Ocean is bigger.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of water. Question four. What is the world's largest mammal and largest overall animal ever known to have lived on the Earth?
The blue whale.
The blue whale is correct.
Well, if we're talking ever known on Earth.
I suppose. Yeah, we can't really say that.
Because there could be some dinos that we've never heard of.
That's true. But for right now, what we know of.
Yes.
Yeah. So a blue whale's heart is about the size of a small car or a golf cart.
Yep.
And its tongue can weigh almost as much as an adult elephant.
That's, what, 2 tons?
That's a big tongue.
It's 4,000 pounds.
4,000 pound tongue. Gross. Question five. What food holds the record for being the most popular and consumed grain in the world?
Thank you. Rice.
Rice is correct. It's a staple food for most about, probably about half the world's population. And it literally provides over 20% of the calories consumed worldwide by humans. What do you think about rice? Are you a rice eater?
I don't like plain rice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it with my chicken tikka masala because it's the main part of it.
Sure. I'm a big rice eater. I could eat rice every meal, every day. Just plain. I really like it.
White rice or brown rice?
I'm a white rice guy. Like a jasmine rice. That's I like jasmine rice.
Not the best for you. Brown rice is the best for you.
You are correct. Brown rice is a little bit better for you. But I do enjoy rice. And with that, that's going to do it for the first round, the Trivia Tot round. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. But now we're going to turn the difficulty up, folks. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6.
Before we move on, here's a fun fact. England's national dish is chicken tikka masala.
Who would have thought? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
Okay, neither do I. So he's just throwing out fun facts.
Yep.
Question 6. What video holds the record for being the first to reach 10 billion views on YouTube?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark is correct. It officially passed 10 billion views in early 2022. And that is
16 billion now.
That is more views than there are human beings on the planet. In fact, currently where it stands, every person on Earth could watch Baby Shark twice for the number of views, right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is a lot of views. Question 7. Who holds the record for winning the most Olympic gold medals in history?
Are we talking country?
The specific person.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is correct. He has won 23 gold medals. And if you tally in his silvers and bronzes, he's had 28 total medals. So out of 28 medals, 23 are gold. That's also pretty cool. But if he were his own country, he'd rank ahead of dozens of nations in total gold medals. If Michael Phelps was his own country. Did you ever see Michael Phelps swim? Were you old enough?
No.
No? Have you seen videos of Michael Phelps swimming?
No.
He's good, man. He's a fish. It's pretty wild. I think one of the craziest things that I always remember about Michael Phelps, and really just swimmers in general, is when they're warming up to go in the pool and they like bend over at the waist and then they swing their arms and they like can slap their backs when they try to loosen up their arms. So they like cross their arms in front and they go all the way around them to hit themselves in the back.
Yeah.
I always thought that was pretty neat. Kind of an interesting
flexibility, yes. Max level.
Yes, the flexibility is cool. Question 8. What popular video game holds the record for best-selling video game of all time?
I hope this isn't obvious. I think it's Mario.
Mario is incorrect.
Knew it.
What was your other guess? Do you have another gut feeling?
No.
No? At over 300 million copies sold across all platforms, but the best-selling video game of all time is Minecraft. Minecraft.
I guess.
Pretty wild stuff. I just recently started playing Minecraft. Well, actually started and ended playing Minecraft. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, but I played it for about a month And then I kind of got bored a little bit, but
it's just the same game once you hit diamonds.
Exactly. But if you get into creative stuff and you're building stuff, I totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm not that gamer. That's not me. I like story modes and campaigns and stuff like that.
So then you can just grind for 4 hours.
Question 9. What toy holds the record for the best-selling puzzle toy in history?
Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Cube is correct. Take a guess at how many Rubik's Cubes do you think have been sold?
3 billion.
That's a lot. That's a little high. 450 million.
Wow.
That is a lot of Rubik's Cubes.
I wasn't that far off.
It was created in 1974, and they've sold over 450 million Rubik's Cubes. And now they have Rubik's Cubes of all different sizes. There's like 2x2s, or they're like small little ones, or 4x4s. And then I think the normal Rubik's Cube is a 6x6, right?
I'm not sure about that.
Is it a
4x4?
Three. I think it's 3x3.
3x3?
But they make them like 10x10. Like, they're just huge Rubik's Cubes.
Too. Well, then there's also 1x1s.
Which is just a... But that's just
it's
a square.
It's just a block.
So the Rubik's Cube is always solved.
Yes.
Question 10. Which solo music artist holds the record for the highest grossing concert tour of all time?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct.
The Eras Tour.
The Eras Tour, absolutely. It became the first tour in history to make over $1 billion in revenue.
It also got its own movie, which makes it sense. Did.
And did you know that they actually like logged all like throughout the tour in different cities that they actually caused mini earthquakes from dancing fans.
Seattle.
And a bunch of the different stadiums, they actually like the Richter scale was or there was seismic activity based on the stadium.
So it's Swiftquake.
A Swiftquake. Yes, that's true.
More like, so for non football fans, there was a running back for the Seattle Seahawks named Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And his nickname, he would go beast mode.
Yeah. They just called him beast mode.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a huge run for a touchdown. And fans were so excited that scientists noticed seismic activity at that moment.
Yeah. And that was the run where he broke like 12 tackles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that if you get a chance to look up beast mode, just beast highlights. Quake. Beast Quake highlights. Just it's like all that's it's very cool. You should check it out.
And then it also recently happened with a kick return in Seattle.
Yep.
So it was Beast Quake 2.0.
That's pretty cool. And that's gonna do it for the Mind Move Around. I think you're 9 for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing really well with world record trivia. But again, we kind of knew he would. But now, folks, we're going to ratchet up the difficulty to its hardest level. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What animal holds the record for being the largest land carnivore on Earth?
I have no idea.
Just name a really big carnivore. You might get it.
A lion.
Ooh, a lion. That's a great guess. Incorrect. The answer is polar bear. A polar bear. Also tied if you would have said the Kodiak bear.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the non-polar version
Grizzly
of a polar bear. Yeah. So adult male polar bears can weigh up to 1,500 pounds. And despite their white appearance, their fur is actually like see-through, and the skin underneath is completely black to absorb the heat.
So want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
You see a polar bear? It's over. It's like that one gif of Michael Jordan go, "It's over," like waving his hands.
Yeah.
That's the polar bear.
You don't want to find yourself in a scrap with a polar bear. You're not going to do well.
Yeah.
Question 12. What is the longest running Broadway show in history?
The Phantom of the Opera.
The Phantom of the Opera is correct. It ran on Broadway for 35 years. And they closed in April of 2023. And it had nearly 14,000 performances. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a show 14,000 times? I mean, it's hard to envision. It's like you've done a show where you've done 14 times.
Yeah.
No, imagine 14,000 times.
It's for the end of your life.
That's pretty wild. Question 13. Who holds the record for the fastest human man in history?
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt is correct.
Now, the current world's fastest man, his name's Noah Lyles.
What do you mean?
Current, or at least in the internet. It's Noah Lyles. Like,
currently, did he run faster than Usain Bolt?
No. But like,
so the fastest athlete currently.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So because Usain Bolt he's not competing anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, no one's beat that time so far. So Usain Bolt, he set his world record 100-meter sprint time of 9.58 seconds in 2009. So he ran 100 meters, which is 300 feet.
9 seconds.
In 9.58 seconds.
And a half seconds.
He hit 27 miles an hour. That's how fast he was going.
That's like a third of a cheetah's speed.
That's like half a cheetah's speed, isn't it? Yeah. Like that's crazy. He ran fast. He would be caught for speeding in a residential area.
Or a school zone.
In a school zone, he'd get a ticket.
Yeah.
In a residential area, he's probably getting a warning. But, yeah. But he would, enough to get pulled over. That's how fast he was running. Question 14. Joel Strasser set a record for putting 3,500 toothpicks in this, in 2018.
An orange.
That's a great guess. Incorrect. Correct answer is his beard.
What?
His beard. It took him over 3 hours to place all of them. But he placed 3,500 toothpicks in his beard.
Do you think you can do that?
I don't know. I think we might need a right world record attempt here. I don't think I could get 3,500 in my beard.
Maybe Beard Eats Food can do it.
Maybe. I have to look up this Joel Strasser and find out how big his beard was. Because if it was like down to like the floor, well, then he's got a lot of real estate to work with. But
yeah.
But my beard is definitely not that. I could maybe get like 50.
Maybe Rutherford B. Hayes could do it.
Yeah, maybe. And finally, question number 15. What land mammal holds the record for having the most teeth?
I don't know.
He does not know. Take a guess.
I know they're tiny, but I know these teeth are tiny. I'm just going to guess a feral cat.
Oh, a feral cat. That's a good guess.
Not correct.
The answer is the giant armadillo. The giant armadillo only has about 100 teeth.
Oh.
But if you include the sea, the spinner dolphin also can have a lot of teeth, like just as many. So if you include land mollusks, which are like snails, they can have up to 20,000 microscopic teeth. And the teeth are on their tongues.
What?
Yeah. So 20,000 teeth on a tongue.
That's crazy.
That is a lot of teeth. And with that, folks, Emmett is wrapping up. And we are going to wrap up world record trivia. Emmett did really well on this one.
Was that 12?
I think it was, 12 or 13 out of 15. That was great. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well. If we would encourage you that if you do enjoy this podcast, that we would make sure that you are hitting that follow button or the subscribe button, depending on the app that you're listening, to make sure that you are getting updated on all of our newest episodes as they come out. So please make sure you've hit that follow button, and that way you won't miss any new episodes when they come out. Also, you can find us on its social media at DadLadTrivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite world record?
The world's highest basketball shot.
Oh, what's that?
It's from the Strat Hotel in Vegas.
Oh, the Stratosphere, yeah.
It's like 873 feet.
Who did that one?
Dude Perfect!
Dude Perfect did that one. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And we're going to be seeing Dude Perfect this weekend, which is kind of fun.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this a little bit later, yeah, well, we saw Dude Perfect this weekend, but yeah, should be pretty cool. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. We really appreciate it. So thank you, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.